Is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
If you slept on the couch.
You fizzlehead!
Oliver, you'd be more comfortable if you slept on the couch.
I wasn't.
Boy, you should have seen what was going on in town. There was a big parade and somebody made a speech and they closed the high school for the rest of the day.
What happened?
You got a special delivery letter.
What?
Isn't it exciting?
It sure is. It's the first special delivery letter that's been received in Hooterville since Jack Barnum wrote to Carl Bailey asking him if he wanted to go into the circus business.
Who are they?
Surely you've heard of the Jack and Carl Circus.
May I please have the letter?
I haven't got it.
Where is it?
It's still at Drucker's.
Why didn't you bring it?
Mr. Drucker says he has to deliver it in person.
Well, when is he going to deliver it?
Thursday. That's special delivery day.
Oh, for...
But who was it from?
I don't know. Mr. Drucker wouldn't let me get near it. But it was a big official-looking envelope.
Oliver... Maybe you've been drafted.
Oh, it's impossible.
No, sir. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Look, Eb.
For World War I.
Eb, if you don't know...
I'll bet I know who the letter is from. The Department of Infernal Revenue.
Infernal?
You know, the ones you're always cheating.
I don't cheat.
Then why did they send you a special delivery letter?
We don't know who sent it.
You will Thursday when Mr. Drucker delivers it.
I'm not waiting till Thursday. I'm going in and pick it up now.
You can't do that.
Why not?
It's on display for the thousands of people who've never seen a special delivery letter. People are lined up for miles. Excursion buses are coming in. The airlines are flying special charter planes and...
Come on, Lisa. But...
If it isn't from the draft board or the Infernal Avenue, who do you think it's from?
I haven't the...
Oh, I know. I bet it's from that bookie you owe money to.
I don't owe any bookie any... No, I paid him.
Maybe it's from...
Lisa, will you stop worrying? Probably nothing.
Then why did they send it special delivery?
I'll know that as soon as we get to Drucker's.
Well, it must be bad news.
Oh,
I remember when we lived in Hungary, my father got a special delivery letter telling him he was no longer the king.
Your father wasn't the king.
Not after he got that letter, he wasn't. We had to move out of the palace, and he got a job as a waiter in an Italian restaurant. He had to go to school at night to learn a new accent.
Lisa, will you just relax?
And while my father was working in the restaurant, you know what my poor mother had to do? She had to take in washing and cooking and take care of
the... Oh, good afternoon, folks.
Hello there, Mr. Drucker.
Say, you missed the parade.
Parade?
Yeah, well, they closed down the high school and there were speeches and...
You mean Eb wasn't kidding?
Oh, no, sir. This happens every year to celebrate the founding of the Jack and Carl Circus.
This town is absolutely... What are you doing?
Dusting my pickles.
Dusting your...
Oh, well, these are just plastic pickles. Keeps people from swiping them. I got a barrel full of the real ones out back. How many do you want?
Mr. Drucker,
I heard you had a special delivery letter for me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Why would plastic pickers be more expensive?
I don't do much repeat business with them.
Could I please have the letter?
Oh, yes, sir.
What do the plastic pickers taste like?
Doggone if I know.
May I have my letter, please?
Letter? Oh, yeah, your letter. Say, you know, that's the first special delivery letter we got since Jack Barnum wrote to Carl Bailey.
I heard the story.
Oh, well, it's too bad you missed that parade.
The letter?
Oh, here you are.
All right, that... Oh, Mr. Drucker, this letter isn't for me. It's for Mr. Kimball.
Let me see that. Doggone, I must have given him your letter by mistake.
Oh, how could you do a thing like that?
Well, you know Hank. He can confuse anybody.
Well, what about my letter?
Well, if you'll just wait till Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, that's missed delivery day. That's the day I go around exchanging all the letters I've missed delivered.
Never mind. I'll go over to Kimball's and get it myself.
Then would you mind giving him this?
Oh, sure. Yes, of course. Come on, Lisa.
Mr. Drucker, I don't think I take any of the plastic pickers. They don't taste very good.
Oh.
Hello there, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hello there. I'll be right with you.
What is he looking at in the microphone?
The microscope.
Very interesting specimen. Care to look at it through the microphone?
You see, he called it a microphone.
I don't care what he called
it. It's a specimen of a female corn borer.
Oh?
Like to see what one looks like?
Say, yes, I certainly would. What the...
Those corn borers are really built, huh? Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, Mr. Drucker said
Mr.
that he gave
Kimball,
you a...
Mr. Kimball, what are these?
Oh, that's my fruit fly collection. Yeah, I've been a fruit fly fan for years.
What's a fruit fly flan?
No, it's a flute fly flan. Or is it a flu flum frop? No, I believe it's a flea flu flip.
Mr.
I used to collect she sells by the seesaw.
She saw.
Flop, flip, flap.
Show sells by the shoe store.
Flick, flock, flu.
Perhaps I can straighten this out. Mr. Kimball is a fruit fly fan. And you collected seashells by the seashore. Now that we've cleared that up, I'd like my special delivery letter. Do you have it?
Have what?
His special delivery data.
Special delivery?
Special delivery letter. Mr. Drucker gave it to you by mistake, and he gave me your letter.
Oh, well, that seems fair. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I want my letter.
Letter? Who was it from?
I don't know.
Then how do you know it was for you?
Would you please pull your little mind together?
How do I do that?
I'm talking to him.
How do I do that?
Mr. Kimball, did Mr. Drucker give you a letter this morning?
Yes, he did.
Now, what did you do with it?
Well, let's see. I gave it to Fred Ziffel.
Why did you give it to him?
Well, he said he'd be going by your house later and he'd drop it off.
Thank you very much. Come on, Lisa.
Hey, just a minute. Here. What about my letter?
You have it in your hand.
Well, how'd I get there?
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball.
Goodbye. Doggone it. I should have given him this to mail for me. Oh, well.
Mr. Douglas!
Eb, you're supposed to be working.
How can I work until I know what was in your special delivery debtor?
I don't know. I didn't get it yet.
Didn't Mr. Ziffel bring it over here?
No, ma'am. How did Mr. Ziffel get it?
Well, Mr. Drucker gave it by mistake to Mr. Kimball, and Mr. Kimball gave it to Mr. Ziffel to bring it over to Mr. Douglas.
Golly, what a suspenseful story of Mr. Douglas and the United States Mail. Will he ever get his letter? What mysterious message does it contain? Is it from one of his former wives threatening to expose him?
What former wife?
Or maybe it's a message from your mother with your allowance check.
Will you please get to work?
Yes, sir. If you want me, I'll be out in the cornfield looking for female corn borers.
Ooh, that...
Oliver, aren't you going over to Mr. Ziffer to get the letter?
Oh, he'll bring it over himself. He's a very reliable man.
What are you looking at, Fred?
Marathon movie matinee.
When did it go on?
September the 12th, 1965.
You know, Fred, when I married you, I didn't think you had a sense of humor. Taken me 25 years to find out I was right.
Doris, I'm trying to watch the movie. Will you stop flapping your gums?
Well, what about that special delivery letter you were supposed to take over to Mr. Douglas?
Just as soon as this is over.
When will that be?
1989.
Fred, if I wasn't a prisoner of love, I'd walk out on you. Now, you ought to get over there. It's probably important.
Now, where's he going?
To the Pixley Plunge for his swimming lesson. Oh, give him a quarter.
Give him a quarter what for?
So's he can get something to eat with the other kids after his swimming lesson.
Doggone it, it costs a fortune to raise kids nowadays. Oh, Arnold, on your way to the station, drop this off at the Douglases. Now, no bat talk. Doggone kids. You do everything for them, and then you ask them to do something, they don't want to do it.
Well, you're the one that wanted children.
Lisa?
Yes?
Oh, did Mr. Ziffer bring the letter over yet?
No, but I think I figured out who it is from.
Who?
Oliver, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're bankrupted.
What?
But the letter is from the bank, and you are ruptured.
Lisa...
It must be from the bank, because the last time you got a special delivery letter, it was from them reminding you that you own money on the note.
I don't have any notes outstanding.
All right, Mr. Wise Guy. Then who is the letter from?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, aren't you worried?
Look, would it make you feel better if we took a ride over to the Ziffels and get the letter?
It certainly would.
Let's go.
I will as soon as the next commercial comes on.
Well, howdy, Miss Douglas.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Ziffer.
Oh, Miss Douglas, my, don't you look rumptious.
Why, thank you.
Did you make that dress yourself?
No, it's a Christian Dior.
Oh, I never got a catalog from them.
Mrs. Ziffer, do you think we could interrupt Mr. Ziffer for a moment?
Oh, sure.
Now, what'd you do that for?
Watch it! We got company.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ziffer.
You know, it's always a pleasure to see a woman that looks like a woman.
Oh, wait till they leave.
Mr. Ziffer.
What about that special delivery letter you got? You didn't go bankrupt, you'd, nothing.
I never got the letter.
Well, we gave it to Arnold earlier this afternoon to drop off at your place.
He never brought it.
He didn't. Arnold, come in here.
He's painting his room. Isn't that an awful color?
Well, Arnold, what did you do with Mr. Douglas' letter? Now, what did you want to go and do that for?
What'd he say?
He said he ate it. No, he said he mailed it when he's over in Pixley. Wish you'd stop slurring your words.
What did you... I mean, what did he mail it for?
After he had his swimming lessons, he went and had hamburgers with the kids. And he didn't want to lose the letter, so he put it in the mailbox.
That was very smart of him.
I don't think that was very smart.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. They probably got your letter over at the Pixley Post Office.
Let's go get it.
Arnold says the post office at Pixley closes at 5 o'clock.
Oh, for the love of... Well, then I'll go up there first thing in the morning.
Which window?
This one.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I wanted to...
I'm with him.
Lisa, you...
Well, I just wanted him to know so that he doesn't think that there is a long line.
Fine. Now, I want to talk to you about a special delivery letter.
The special delivery? That's window two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. May I help you?
He looks familiar. Didn't we see him at the other window?
Well, not me. That's my twin brother.
Your twin...
What's with him?
I wanted to inquire about a special delivery letter.
Well, the rates have been changed. It'll cost...
No, no. I don't want to mail a letter. I'm looking for a special delivery letter that was sent to me. My name is Douglas. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
And I am Mrs. Douglas. Oliver Wendell, Mrs. Douglas.
Will you please...
You'll have to go to window one.
Oh, no, we were just...
Window one.
Oh, for the love of... Your brother told us...
I don't have a brother. Just a twin sister. Now, what can I do for you?
I received a special delivery letter.
From whom?
I don't know. I didn't receive it.
But you just said...
If you just let me tell you the whole story...
It's very interesting the way the whole thing happened. You see, he got a special...
Lisa, why don't you go over and look at the wanted poster? See if your uncle is still up there.
Your uncle is wanted? No, no. He just makes things up like that. You see... Oh, you were saying, sir...
This special delivery letter was sent to the Hooterville post office, and Mr. Drucker...
He's the postmaster.
Yes, I know him. He's a very nice man.
Oh, yes, he's one of the nicest men I ever met. He's...
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Anyway, Mr. Drucker gave the letter to Mr. Kimball by mistake. Well, Mr. Kimball gave it to Mr. Ziffel, who was supposed to bring the letter over to my farm. But instead, he gave it to his pig, who came up here to Pixley to take his swimming lessons, and he mailed it.
The pig mailed it?
Yes.
I see what you mean, honey.
Where could the letter be now?
Why don't you ask at window four?
Uh-huh. Well, there is no window four.
I'm sure you'll imagine one.
Look, just answer this. If somebody put a letter in the mailbox here in Pixley yesterday afternoon, where would it be now?
It was probably put on the cannonball and taken back to Hooterville.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Haney.
Mrs. Douglas and Mr. Douglas, a good morning to you both.
Mr. Haney, are you feeling all right?
Tip top. Why?
You didn't try to sell us anything.
Mr. Douglas, it would be unethical for me to park in front of Sam's store and try and sell you something whilst his store is open.
Oliver, the store is closed.
In that case, I'm open. Now, how can I be of service to you?
You can tell us why Mr. Drucker's store is closed.
He's out. That'll be 15 cents.
For what?
For answering your question.
You want me to pay you for answering a question?
Yes. That'll be another 15 cents. Now, will there be anything else you want to know before I total up your bill?
Do you know where he went?
Yes, I do.
How come you didn't charge my wife for answering her question?
Well, it's Ladies' Day.
When will Mr. Drucker be back?
What did she say?
She said, when will Mr. Drucker be back?
Later. You notice I just charged you 10 cents for that, because it was a second-hand question.
Oliver, I think I see the letter in our mailbox.
I can't see anything.
Care to buy a pair of Japanese opera glasses? Made for the emperor himself to watch Japanese operas with.
How much are they?
47 yen, which, according to the current rate of exchange, is $47.
I'm not buying.
Perhaps you'd like to rent them at 5 yen per hour, which at the current rate of exchange is $62. You see, the rate of exchange keeps fluctuating.
I'll give you a quarter for them.
I'll take it. We sure have had a lot of fluctuating today.
I can't see a thing.
Oliver, why don't we just go in?
We can't. The store is locked.
Could I interest you in a professional lock-picking kit?
Lock-picking?
It bears the good housebreaking seal of approval.
Oh, I'm not picking any locks.
Then perhaps you'd like one of these patented window smashers. This model is endorsed by the FBI, the Federal Burglars Institute.
Will you...
Would you care for a $10 demonstration? Haney! Uh-oh.
I don't want...
You're just in time. Mr. Douglas was going to break into your store.
I wasn't.
Is there any reward?
No. Haney, how many times have I told you not to park in front of my store and cut into my business?
Sam, I only open my store when yours is closed.
I'm open.
And I'm closed. I ain't hard to get along with.
Mr. Drucker, about that special delivery letter.
Oh, yes, it came in on the cannonball from Pixley this morning.
Where is it?
Well, I just took it out to your house and left it with Eb.
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Drucker brought your letter over and left it with me.
Oh, fine. May I please have it?
Do you have any identification?
What do I need?
Mr. Drucker swore me in as an assistant special delivery deliverer and gave me strict orders to be sure and give it to the person it's addressed to.
Eb, if you don't...
Now, do you have anything to prove that you're Mrs. Oliver Wendell Douglas?
I don't... Mrs.?
That's what the assistant delivery deliverer said, Mrs.
You mean all this time it's been for you and I've been...
May I have the envelope, please?
Here you are, ma'am.
Doesn't she need any identification?
No, she looks honest.
Oh.
Well, you finally did it to me.
I did what?
Boy, when you go on a fink spree, you go all the way.
What are you talking about?
Thanks to you, I missed it.
You missed what? You're cordially invited to attend a special sale of chinchilla coats at La Rue Frere's.
What's a frere?
It's French for brother.
Do you notice when the sale was? Yesterday.
Oh, frere.
No wonder you were stalling. You didn't want me to get the letter. You made Mr. Drucker give it to Mr. Kimball, and Mr. Kimball gave
Lisa,
it to Mr. Zivos.
I didn't.
You didn't want me to go to New York because you didn't want me to get the coat. Because you're a cheapskate with a capital cheap.
I repeat, oh, frere.
Oh, Lisa.
It'll be interesting to see how he lies his way out of this one.
Lisa.
Don't touch me.
I want to talk to you.
Talk to my lawyer.
I'm your lawyer.
Then talk to yourself.
Lisa, now you're being unreasonable. I didn't know what was in the letter. I didn't even know it was for you.
That's your story.
Now you're being silly. I'm going to go to sleep.
Now you're being silly because nobody's going to go to sleep until this thing is settled.
Lisa, would it make you happy if I said I'd buy you a chinchilla coat?
No, it wouldn't.
What?
There is no sense in buying anything unless it's on sale. Any schnook can walk in and pay retail. A woman isn't a woman unless she's 30% off.
Oh, well, then you're a woman, all right. Because you're more than 30% off. You're more like 70% off.
What?
Where are you going?
To make some coffee. Because this is going to be a long night, Wendell.
¶¶ has been a Filmways presentation, darling.